Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we begin this week, I want to bring to your attention a proverb. I'm thinking of Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 12. Apply your heart to discipline and your ears to words of knowledge. My prayer for both of us, you and me, is this will be true of us this week and all the days of our lives. We come to the Bible to apply our hearts to discipline and our ears to these words of knowledge. We need discipline in this world if we are going to dig into the Scripture and really get to know God. There is much to distract us, and this is no less true for committed Christians as it is for people who are outside of relationship to Christ. If you have been with us, then you know the Bible is not irrelevant for your life. It is not boring. But still, when the phone starts buzzing with the alerts demanding you pay attention to it, when the television is running a program you really want to see, and when the kids or grandkids, your spouse, friends, your boss come to get you, it requires discipline to hunker down in the Word of God. And then to apply our ears to these wonderful words of Holy Scripture. To really listen. This is not so easily done in what is a very noisy world. And yet here we are because we know that nothing satisfies like the Bible. And that is because God is in His Word. He speaks to us through what is written. And here is where we learn who God is. Oh, if we will apply our hearts to discipline, and if we will give ear to these words of knowledge, we will find the Word of God addicting, and we will come running for it like the starving for food. So let us pray for one another that we can overcome the world and our fleshly sins, and sit down together to partake of this, our daily bread and water, gifted to us by God Himself. Proverbs 23 and verse 12, apply your heart to discipline and your ears to words of knowledge. As a reminder, last week we finished our discussion on what we do know about Melchizedek. We had 8 points, and I hope you caught those and that you see them in the text. If you missed that, get caught up by visiting the website godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. And listen to the free podcast. You never have to miss even a single day of God Is. The God Is podcast is waiting for you and anyone you would like to share this with. GodIsMinistry.org. What I would like to do this week is to move us into what I hope will be a fruitful conversation about who Melchizedek was. This is where we enter the mystery. I will offer you 3, maybe 4 options for who exactly he was, and I will discuss the pros and cons, the strengths and the weaknesses of each opinion. And by God's grace, I will try to do this as succinctly and clearly as possible. We're going to have quite a week with one another, and I hope that you will be with us. Now, as we move forward towards identifying Melchizedek, there is a piece of information we need. One more nugget in the Bible found at the end of verse 20 of Genesis chapter 14. Let me read that. Genesis 14, verse 20. He gave him a tenth of all. Do you see that there in your Bible? Immediately, this will cause the keen Bible reader to ask, who gave who a tenth of all? Well, as the context makes clear, it is Abram who gives Melchizedek a tenth of all. Abram is the giver and Melchizedek is the receiver. And this is confirmed over in the New Testament book of the Hebrews, chapter 7 and verse 4. In an extensive passage dealing with Melchizedek that I will reference quite a bit, the author of Hebrews says this, "Now observe how great this man was to whom Abram, the patriarch, gave a tenth of the choicest spoils. The great man there in Hebrews 7 is Melchizedek, and note this, it was to this man, Abraham the patriarch, gave a tenth of the choicest spoils. And there are a couple of insights I want to make regarding this tenth that Abram gave to Melchizedek. First, the Bible does not say Abram gave his tenth from the spoils of war when he battled and defeated the kings of the north and rescued his nephew Lot. It is quite possible that Abram took a tenth of all he had and gave it generously to the king and priest Melchizedek. In fact, I am of the opinion that Abram gave out of his own property and riches, not of what he brought back from the kings of the north, and that he gave generously as a gift of gratitude to God for all that God was doing for him in his life. In this act, Abram is showing his dedication to the living God. And remember, Melchizedek was a priest of God Most High. That was what we learned previously from verse 18 of Genesis 14. You can read that for yourself. So that it is appropriate to give a priest of God Most High an offering. Matthew Henry calls this, quote, a gratuity presented to Melchizedek. I like that. A gratuity. When you go to a nice restaurant and the service is outstanding and you want to show your appreciation, you do not leave a cheap tip. Oh no, you give generously, leaving a 25, 30, 35% gratuity. Standing there before Melchizedek, a priest of God Most High, Abram is compelled to give. How is your giving towards God? Are you stingy or are you generous? How much we give, and importantly, the spirit in which we give out of the abundance of all God has given to us. This says a lot about how grateful we are to God. It speaks of our dedication to Him. To those whom have been given much, much is expected. I hope you are a generous giver who gives with a cheerful heart to the ministry of God in this world. And yes, second, it is interesting that Abram gave a tenth. This will remind you of the tenth that will be later required in the Mosaic Law. This here in Genesis 14 is not that tithe that we read about later in the Old Testament, but this is the first time in the Bible that a giving of a tenth is mentioned, and I encourage you to highlight this in your text. This tenth was voluntarily given by Abram. And we know from extra-biblical sources that it was common for pagan people to give a tenth of their earnings to the small g gods of their religions. But of course, here Abram gives his tenth to the only God, capital G. Again, by way of application, if Abram willingly and joyfully, I think here impulsively, gave a tenth before God claimed it in the Mosaic Law, how much more so should we give willingly, joyfully, and impulsively at times after we know all that the Bible says about giving? If giving had its place under law, how much more so under grace? When we get to know God, as Abram certainly did, then we will not hold back from being generous stewards of what our Heavenly Father has blessed us with. As Christ's people, it should be natural for us to contribute mightily to God's mission of redemption in this sin-scarred world. And now we come to the third insight I have regarding this tenth that Abram gave to Melchizedek. And this is the big insight. So while all are important, and I hope they will speak to you today, I've moved from the minor to the major. Third, when Abram gave Melchizedek a tenth, this signaled Abram's belief that Melchizedek was his superior. Friends, spiritually, Melchizedek is superior to Abraham. And we really have to get this down and understood because, as we will soon find out, knowing this is a real key to knowing who Melchizedek was and is. Here is the principle. The lesser person tithes to the greater person. Abram, the lesser, gave a tenth to Melchizedek, the greater. And remember, Melchizedek blessed Abram. Hebrews chapter 7 and a few verses affirm what Genesis 14 has already told us. Of course, the one who gives the blessing is greater than the one who receives it. Listen to Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1, 6, and 7. Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham as he was returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. Verses 6 and 7, Melchizedek collected a tenth from Abraham and blessed the one who had the promises. But without any dispute, the lesser is blessed by the greater. Hebrews chapter 7. You heard it there. The lesser is blessed by the greater. Abram the lesser was blessed by Melchizedek the greater. And Abram the lesser gave a tenth to Melchizedek the greater. Capture this and let it settle into your mind. Spiritually, Melchizedek is superior to Abraham. I say it again, Melchizedek is superior to Abraham. If you are asking, how is it possible that anyone could be spiritually superior to Abram? That is a legitimately great question, and we will take it up as we continue tomorrow, when you come and join me and all these others for God Is. And I want to encourage you again, perhaps I don't do this enough, to invite others you know to be with us as well. Perhaps it's someone who has often wondered, yeah, who is Melchizedek? I hope you'll all join us again tomorrow, because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.